located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Point states, it said, where there are two or three gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. When I came back, Sister Mathis and I came back, we were preaching to a congregation of one. And I began to preach, and I was preaching myself happy because there was nobody that was sitting out there. And we attend meetings, pastors and I, we all attend meetings and we're all saying the same thing and we're all asking, where are the people? And the people have been affected by a virus. Daryl, a virus that is invisible, that we cannot see. My brothers and sisters, that is an invisible power that we cannot see. With its sole purpose and sole position is to stop you from attending church. There's a spiritual power that we cannot see, but its power is there, and its sole purpose is to hinder you because his desire is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. It does not take, my brothers and sisters, a lot of people to have church. But we are told when we have church, Jesus is there.
Yeah.
His presence, his power is there. As I began to preach myself happy, I was happy because the Spirit of the Lord was there. Anointing and encouraging me to go forward and keep doing what I called you to do. God was telling me that COVID won't stop the church. Misinformation will not stop the church. And I asked the Lord why, and he said, read 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 5. It says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. In other words, Jesus said, don't give up, don't stop, for there are problems as we face issues in life. But the Lord says, I've conquered the problems. Antioch, I've been called to preach one way. And that way is telling the truth about the things God said would happen. There are times I feel like John the Baptist, crying out in the wilderness, trying to reach those who will hear the truth of God's word. My brothers and sisters, as we explore the historical text, I'm reminded of what Joshua was instructed to do when he said in that ninth verse of the first chapter of Joshua, God said, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Have I not commanded you? Put your name there. What have God commanded us? As brothers and sisters in the Lord, what have God sanctioned, declared, and decreed for each and every one of us to do as we relate to one another? God ain't making no more people. But our responsibility is to relate to one another regardless of race, creed, or color. Regardless of our dispositions in life, regardless of our ups and our downs, regardless of whether I look different or not, God is simply saying we need to relate to one another, because I can relate to you because I made this people who have been designed to worship and praise me. And let me be the judge and not you. But so often and so many times, we judge people because they look different. They walk different. They wear clothes different. Their hair is different. Their personality is different. And we don't understand why they act the way they do. But maybe they look at you because you look different. You act different. You don't walk the way they walk or look the way they look. God says, I ain't never looked at the outside man. I've always looked at the inside man, because the inside man is a reflection of who you are. We're so quick to judge, but not know who the person is. And I ain't judging nobody, because the Lord is watching me. My brothers and sisters, when the Lord is with you, it does not matter what people say about you. You missed it. When the Lord is with you, it doesn't matter what people say about you. And first, in John 15 and 20, it states, remember the word that I said unto you, that the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. That's why the world is messed up, because they don't know the Lord.
That's right.
And when we start preaching the truth, the enemy raises up his head and ready to fight. That enemy been after me for years, want to kill this black preacher. But God said, not today. Time is not yet. And I keep preaching the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And people talk about you when you preach the truth, because sometimes it don't make people feel good. They say, you're only talking about people. No, I'm preaching what God said. If you got a word, if you got a problem with what I'm saying, you got a problem with what God has already said. God told Joshua, have I not commanded you? Have I commanded you? What have God commanded us? Have I not commanded you? In other words, God has given us a mandate. Our pastors and preachers and teachers and believers. And this mandate is not optional. We are compelled to do and preach what God have called us to preach and say. It's not an option. God has set the order. And his order must be carried out. For I'm reminded, he said, before my word fail, heaven and earth will. That's what he said. My brothers and sisters, an order is like a it being in the military service. When the commander in chief gives an order, that order goes down through the ranks, and that order must be carried out. I don't care whether you like it or not, it has to be carried out, because there's authority behind the order. There's authority behind the order. God set the order. And there's authority behind the order. When we start bucking against the authority, we're bucking against the order. My brothers and sisters, there are many today who are in the world who are fighting against God's order. God has given us an order, and that order is written in his word. And his will and his desire will be done. Secondly, God told Joshua to be courageous, not being deterred by danger or pain, but just be brave. Be courageous, Joshua. Don't be deterred by the danger that comes across your path, nor the pain that you may experience in life. I need you to be brave. I need you to hold on. Don't give up. Don't wave the white flag. Don't throw in the towel. Don't abandon the ship. I need you to be brave. This was a call of courage, Antioch. In other words, God was telling Joshua, don't be frightened of what's about to happen. For God knew the ability and strength he had placed in Joshua, and God knows the abilities and strength he has placed in each and every one of us. Sickness come. Lord says, I've got you covered. Don't be afraid, because that's all the enemy wants to do. But when you have the word of God, that enemy backs up, because his power is not greater than God's power. God revealed his ability that he had placed upon Joshua based on the promise of his presence being with Joshua. And God has revealed his ability and his presence in your life as well. Jesus did say, lo, I am with you always. That's saying I'm with you. Whatever you are going through, your sickness, your disease, your mishaps, your upsets, all of the things that are occurring in the world, the Lord says, I'm with you. For greater is he that's in than he that's in the Lord is with us. He's standing by us. He's going before us. He's on our side. He's representing us. And that's a great thing to have. That's a great, great thing to have. The promise that God made did not minimize the task that Joshua would face. For Joshua would encounter giants and fortified cities, but God's presence would make all the difference in every encounter that he would have. And that's the same thing for you and I. No matter how difficult it is, God says, I've got your back. I've got you covered. No matter how difficult it looks, no matter how troublesome it may feel, I've got your back. I'm reminded what David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. When you got God on your side, you don't have to fear anything. For the Lord is with us. My brothers and sisters, I am sure Joshua probably had times in his life when he felt weak. I'm sure there were times when Joshua felt inadequate and frightened. And God knew all about his feelings of personal weakness and his fears. That's why God told Joshua three times, be strong and courageous. God is telling us today, don't worry about what's happening. I just need you to be strong. I need you to be courageous. I need you to buff up. I need you to strengthen yourself. I need you to fortify yourself, because the stuff is going to come. It's coming, because the enemy does not like what you're doing. And the closer you get to God, the more he begin to fight. But the more he fight, the more we have a word to fight against him. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper, when we have the word of God right at our very hand. Today, we have God's word reinforcing our lives. Here is why. This virus that we are facing today has caused many people, many of God's people, to be frightened. And because they are frightened, many have stopped coming to church. And when you stop coming to church, it allowed the enemy to gain a foothold within your life.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.